Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Happy New Year!
Drink in 2016 at Drink Nightclub in Schaumburg this New Year's Eve. With ticket prices as low as $25. Four different DJs, three levels of partying, two rooms of dancing, and one epic party. Experience giant balloon drops, confetti blasts, deluxe food and drink packages, and more. Go to drinknightclub.com to buy tickets and reserve tables. Get them quick and drink in 2016 at Drink Nightclub.
The Apartment Lounge and Lionhead Pub are throwing one amazing New Year's Eve party this year. Join Chicago favorite DJ Hitman, playing 2015's greatest hits while enjoying a deluxe appetizer buffet, premium four-hour open bar, explosive video countdown, party favors, and more, all for $79. Go to apartmentlounge.com or lionheadpub.com to buy your tickets today with no added service fees. This party will sell out, so don't wait. Come to the One True House Party this New Year's Eve at The Apartment and get tickets at apartmentlounge.com.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Zero down.
Bears win. They beat Lovey's Buccaneers, improving to 6-9. Get a full recap of the victory. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they return home for the final game of the season against the Detroit Lions on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears went into Tampa yesterday and downed former coach Lovie Smith and company 26-21. For his part, Smith seemed puzzled by the loss.
I thought we would play a lot better than we did today. It's tough to win when you do some of the things we did out there. Turnovers starting off with that. You know, two fumbles. You know, one really put them in position. Throwing an interception in the end zone. It's tough.
Bears have the chance to avoid double-digit losses this season. Heading into the final game, the 6-9 Bears will end the year with a game against the 6-9 Lions on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Vikings and Packers all tied up at 10-5 at the top of the division. They've both clinched playoff berths, but the winner of the NFC North will be determined next Sunday night when Green Bay and Minnesota go head-to-head. And the man who accused Peyton Manning and others of using performance-enhancing drugs in an Al Jazeera report has recanted his accusations. Charlie Sly posted a video on YouTube in which he says he lied to the media outlet about Manning's PED delivery. For his part, Manning called the report complete garbage. The NFL says they'll look into the allegations. And because I know you guys are probably worried, I just want you to know that Tom Brady says he's 100% in Peyton Manning's corner. So he can get rid of that controversy. To the ice, Blackhawks announced this morning that they've recalled defenseman Eric Gustafson from Rockford and placed Marcus Kruger on injured reserve. Kruger will be out for about 4 months following surgery on his wrist. Hawks also placed David Rundblad on waivers this morning per Renaud Lavoie. Hawks practice today before heading to Arizona to take on the Coyotes tomorrow. Meanwhile, another NHL player has been accused of sexual assault in Buffalo. Sabres forward Evander Kane said today he's done nothing wrong and is looking forward to clearing his name after it was revealed over the weekend that he's the target of a sex offense investigation. Bulls take on the Raptors tonight at the UC. That one tips at 7. Bears Mondays on the Score are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Thank you to our guests today, Big Cat Williams and Hub Arkish. Our producers, Brett Lyons and Brendan McCaffrey. Thank you so much, men.
Thank you, fellas. They're our favorite juicy-faced monsters that aren't Vlad Dukas.
Brian Gerge does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And right now, it is time for the Shift Change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. And as if I needed more impetus to never play charades with Dan Bernstein. God. I just got it right now.
We were talking about
what Pictionary would be.
They got
like
it immediately.
Playing with Barry Rosner after he drew these things that I'm so glad that watch670thescore.com has been turned off for.
It's been seen on.
So Birdsey turns and says, I'm glad I'm not playing Pictionary with you. Then it made me think of my Friday nights as a kid where we would try to get our dad
well, that's
to play.
That's because Rosner's
with
drawing on the whiteboard and he is impaired.
He's an idiot. Yeah. And we love him for that.
Barry really only has three things he can draw. Because those are the same three that he drew last time.
It's not a marketable dog, skill.
A cat and a hockey rink. It's really.
Right. Oh, that's what those are?
No, yeah, it's a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah, so did I the first time he did it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because there's floppy things.
Yeah, I thought that was a hairy set or maybe, you know.
Harry Set.
Yeah, he's actually.
He's a volleyball player.
No, I thought he was going to be like the opening act for Tributo's next performance.
Don't kiss that dog on the mouth. Be my advice.
Speaking of a dog, you wouldn't kiss on the mouth.
What?
No, I don't have anything.
Yeah, I was about to say, where are we going with
try.
That? Hello, fellas.
What's up?
How were your holidays?
Awesome.
I haven't seen you guys, and I'm not going to see you guys till next year. I'm sad now.
So you're smiling.
No, because, you know, I was telling
you. You don't have to pretend, Jay.
No,
it's all right.
I was telling Speegs that, like, when you take off with this gig, like, you realize how little you're doing during the day other than just, like, talking to your people and having fun with them. Because, like, at 1:20, I try to figure out, like, what did I accomplish today that I would not have.
That's a big mistake.
And there's nothing. Like, I'm sitting there like, all right, I scratched the left side of me. I scratched the right side of me. Like, what's next?
I changed the light bulb.
I actually had the maintenance come in and change the highlight bulb. Don't laugh. They had to bring in the high ladder. I can't do that. You know,
there's two in my house. I have to have people over to do.
Yeah, it's like 22 foot ladder.
Why don't you get the extendo pole with the grabber?
I did. And I love that. I almost ruined the house. I stripped it completely. I pulled out the whole fixture.
Oh boy.
It was a nightmare.
No, when you talk about a guy who really can't change a light bulb, this guy right
not
here
that
is your
light
guy.
Bulb. Dan oh, not that one.
Cut a check. You know, I mean, this is why you keep small businesses employed that way too.
There are people who do it for a living,
without question. Mm-hmm.
That's their job.
Outside of mowing a lawn, like when I have a child, like my child's, I hope they will be able to do certain things around the house. But like, I also understand that you're not going to get all that handiwork from pops. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not about to change your carburetor for anybody. Like, I can't do that. Like, right now, I may have a battery issue that I have to take a look at. I know my uncle, who I have no idea how he does the things that he does, because he's like he's a CPA, and he works over, he works for GE, and he makes really good money.
Knows
smart
how to do lots
smart
of things.
Dude, but he can change stuff on his car, too. And I'm like,
he owns a wood burner, I'm sure.
Dude, I don't understand why or how he does it.
It's a changing generational thing.
I've got a neighbor who's just a little older than I am, a similar background, but he builds race cars.
Right.
He's got real power equipment and
but was he like that when he was young
tables.
Too? Like
he must have been those kids with director like sets and all that. But most of them become doctors.
You grow up and stuff.
They're engineers. He's just a lawyer who happens to do this on the side. But it's I don't even know. I said, what's that? He's like, oh, that's a drill press thing with their parents. I just remind me not to touch it.
Anytime I got a new car as a kid, my uncle would change my car radio for me. Like he'd be like, don't take that to Best Buy. Don't go anywhere.
Which is about pumped.
Yeah, exactly. I get a Kenwood or something like that. He'd throw it in there.
I had an I Alpine feel Alpine and an 83 Skylark.
I feel awesome because I got a new radio, and he hasn't stopped. Like, he's changing, like, shocks and his suspension. And I'm like, Greg, you could pay people to do this. You know that, right? And it always works.
They
it's
might
never
enjoy
bad.
It. What? Yeah. He might actually enjoy it.
I think he does.
Car guys, man.
I think he does.
My dad was an electrician. His father-in-law was an electrician. My mother's father was a mechanic. Yeah, my mother's side a mechanic.
Has traction. You know?
And, I mean, I love doing that stuff. I used to go on jobs with him. I love hanging fixtures and doing that stuff. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult.
My father-in-law is an electrician, and his father was an electrician. So he can come over and rewire stuff. And he became electrical engineer and was one of the people who helped invent the cell phone over at Bell Labs back in the day. And he'll look at something and just get it. He'll understand, oh, you got to connect this to this and go turn this off. And I didn't even think I had to turn the thing off in the breaker board. He's like, you're going to electrocute yourself sticking a piece of metal into a light switch without turning off the power source.
You never turn off the power. No electrician worth anything will ever cut the power.
I'm not an electrician.
That's a waste of time because, I mean, then you just got to run back.
How many times you get shocked, though?
Okay, we've all burned a few screwdrivers. I mean,
he's
sitting there frying.
He's changing his heart rate as he's
taking. It's like Mike Webster tasing himself.
Right.
A couple of people died.
At least the CPD didn't do it to you.
Sorry.
No, I'm here.
Sorry about that.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Sorry.
Sorry you opened your door.
Right. I think we killed another black person.
All right, one item of consequence that feels mildly legitimate after watching that Bears game.
A lot of stuff does, I think.
Yeah, there's a few things.
I like that game.
Winning culture versus better draft position. That kind of thing. Because I found myself openly hoping for a go fight, show me the edge, and go ahead and lose. Because you get a little better. But the truth is that, you know, if you're a good organization, you're good anywhere you have to draft.
Look, there's no harm in winning, but I honestly don't think there's a huge correlation between what happens in the second to last game of this season and what's going to show up in the opener next year. I mean, I really don't. You're going to have so much turnover and personnel.
Building a winning culture with a bunch of guys who aren't going to be here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any great value in that. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but I don't see how you can bring that into next season. I mean, look, if they lose next week, do they now have a losing culture? I mean, if that's what you're going to say
football players aren't going to go out there to lose. So they're going to do their best lose.
Giants last night,
Bears last year.
I think we talked about what quitting actually looks like, and I think it's very hard when another guy's lined up against you trying to take your head off in those 3 hours on a Sunday. I think it's very hard for you to quit. I think just for out of safety sake, I think it's very hard for guys to quit. Now, for me, where quitting takes place is during the week when you're not doing as much as you probably did early in the season.
Well, these guys didn't, and on both fronts, and we knew some of these young guys. Where'd you see?
Or sometimes weather.
Undrafted rookies.
Well, that's it.
Weather makes you know, not as ready to jump in there as you should, but like the Giants did last night. Made them turtle as well as the expectations and knowing that you weren't playing for anything as soon as that ball.
But sometimes guys get mentally beaten down and just they're not themselves.
Look
at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is
playing well.
Not calibrated properly. I don't know if he's been hit too much or running for his life too much or not trusting his receivers. He's seeing ghosts and everything's off.
Well, you get hit enough, you get chased around. Look at Tom Brady. Did you watch him yesterday?
Yeah, both of them.
He was every bit as bad as Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady's ducking. I mean, he's ducking.
Well, the last 3 weeks, he's
lost all his bodyguards.
He is absolutely getting crushed.
And Vollmer was knocked out yesterday, and they declared him out right away. From yesterday, Harold Jones-Corte, the safety with the interception, said, coaches pointed that play out on film. We saw it all week. I knew it was coming. Had a good pass rush, and we made a play.
Only that, he made a physical play on the ball.
No, he did. So he made
individual
the play
effort.
And had done his homework.
He's out there killing himself and other people.
And letting everybody know that he thinks he's good.
Yeah.
You never know when that light's going to come back.
You got to believe it if you're going to put yourself on a field with athletes like that.
Although it was funny when Sam Rosen said he was from Findlay. I thought he said he's from Finland because I didn't know where he went to college. Harold Jones Quartey, former goaltender. He's from Finland. And I thought, he is?
Saku Quartey.
That can't be right.
His brother, Miku.
Harold Jones Quartey. Findlay. Okay. Out of Finland.
Yeah, Sam always makes me smile, no matter if he knows it or not, or no matter if he knows which game he's doing or not.
You know where you are on the totem pole when Sam Rosen's doing your game.
Spiegel pointed out last week that when you get that team, that's a team that doesn't even exist. When you get that broadcasting team, you're off that's the map.
Rosen's worked 5 weeks for Fox this year.
That's where the headsets have duct tape on them.
The Hulk Harrelson plan.
Not everybody gets a mic flag.
They're sitting out in the crowd.
Right, the old equipment.
Three cameras is fine.
They actually have them back at the hotel.
They couldn't get a replay.
Hey, man, the Willie Young injury was amazing to me. Willie Young gets rolled up, a guy who just hurt his knee last year. Willie Young gets rolled up, gets on all fours, and can't push himself up. And they're like, it starts to tell a story about Kyle Long or something like that.
He wouldn't shut up about Kyle Long.
Well, because he knew him as a kid, and he knows his dad, and, you know, come on. That's a nice perk. That's what all Raiders love.
That's a nice perk.
They show Kyle Long next to Matt Millen. You realize how big Kyle Long's hands and arms are. Like, he doesn't have a lot body-wise. I know I'm saying this about, like, a 320-pound man. He's still lean. He's still got a good body. He's not a big, fat,
sloppy
guy.
He's a lean 320.
That dude throws a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, too.
That dude's arms and hands are gigantic. And the fact that they get knocked around so much, it's only about technique and placement for him and the reluctancy of playing tackle. I still think when he has tough times, he's like, hey, yeah, I was a guard. I was just mauling people. This sucks to be out here on this island.
Well, think about it. You got a guy like Millen who obviously knows him and talks about it and says, look at him unselfishly doing that out there. That means Kyle's saying,
I don't want to be doing this. And guess what? That myth of left defensive ends being the run defensive end, that went out the barn. That left a long time ago.
They were running over Kyle all day.
Well, this is the problem that people thought for years.
Well, Fletch's good run blocker.
Yeah, he sure is. People thought for years you just put your strongest run blocker on that side, and you won't go against a lot of pass rushes.
That was true 20 years ago.
Now everybody's a defensive end.
Cameron Wake lines up over there. You know, Mike Bennett lines up over there. You got five or six guys.
JJ Watt lines up now. You have tackles now athletic enough that 15 years ago, it immediately would have been ends.
Right. Exactly. This isn't the Philip Daniels years anymore where you can just put a dude who bench presses 800 pounds over there and say, stop the run.
The Giants team changed it when they lined up four defensive ends with JPP.
Everybody's looking for that now.
How about the 46 when the Bears lined up Marshall, Wilson, and sometimes Todd Bell over there? I mean, that changed the way everybody looked at how you thought about the offensive line.
And people would go to handedness, or you got to protect the guy's blind side. Well, Kyle Long's going to be fine.
Gonna
you know, at right tackle?
I think he's going to be the left tackle. But whatever they do with him, just do it already.
Do it soon.
And give him the offseason to be okay.
I think the hyperbole that came along with how good he was at guard kind of set it at an unrealistic expectation for a new position.
It's a harder job. It's just without question.
Did Matt Slauson gain a lot of weight?
He's a vending machine, isn't he?
Yes.
Recently, he looks about his belly.
It was over, he looks enormous. It was over the summer when I saw him first game this year.
He couldn't work out. He was rehabbing, right? He was rehabbing from an injury.
But you know what? He's a good center, and they're a better offensive line when he's playing center.
Is that Garza from guard to center, where Garza gave you those 2 or 3 years before he got bad? Maybe you could do that with Slauson while Grissou tries to get stronger, because they did a good job against Gerald McCoy. And Gerald McCoy is one of the best in the game.
All right, as I look at the whiteboard, I see that today it's the Barry Rosner Show. Rosner with Dan.
Okay.
That's what Patty wrote. And then Matt Bowen is on the show. And then what else with a question mark? Maybe that's something you guys have talked about before the show.
The Harry set is next to it. So the Harry set will come up at...
Harry set will be on at 4:30. That guy will be on.
I met Dick Johnson and Pete Sack last night.
You sure did.
In the same place?
Yeah.
They're on the same news team.
They're on the same channel. Channel 5.
And Jason was there last night.
I was on NBC 5 last night.
It's magic when Dick Johnson...
So Dick Johnson has to hand it over to Pete Sack.
He tosses it to Pete Sack.
Oh, for Pete Sack. That's great.
It's a child's dream.
Isn't that perfect?
So you could say Dick Johnson throwing it to pizza.
And right here's there. Woody Wang with sports.
And Mike Penis with a feature.
Right, right. And here's enormous right, penis. Right,
this shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. The boys are coming up next.
Remember that? That's that old bit. That's your Kentucky Fried movie.
Long Wang. Hung well.
No, it's Long Wang. One hung low.
No, it's hung well.
Hung well, and then enormous genitals, yes, right?
Of course.
You can't do that with him, though.
What?
Why? Because he's going to go.
I know. I know. Right? His filter's
you
bad.
You can't go. What have you two not learned from this year? Right? He's going to take it to the next level.
You guys are just shameful.
Right? It'll be grown-ups.
Yeah. Nah. Thank God Rosner's here. Finally. Oh, as we've said, if Rosner's my life coach and I'm Jason's life coach, then everybody's in trouble.
The place is going to hell.
No. Rosner's my life coach.
It's a daisy chain of misery.
You're
cutting
me out of the life coach.
No. I figured this year wasn't a good year for me. Rosner's going to be the one to take over for you.
All right, Barry, step in.
You're the Mac Newton of life coaches. I'm done with you now. All right, so.
Mac Newton.
That's Mac Newton reference.
Wow.
Bernstein, Rosner coming up. I'm gone.
All right, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Enjoy your week tomorrow. Olive Barry, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday.
You guys are going to be out and about.
On Thursday.
Coors Light remote, so that should be fun.
I smell a Bloody Mary in my future, followed by some Coors Light.
Without question. Maybe I'll come out there and hang out with you guys as I'm trying to figure out how productive I can be.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, well, that would count to your productivity if you want to go out there and just hang out and drink.
Yeah. I think I'll do that.
Feel free to do a couple, 3-4 hours, too, if you want.
I'm down. Matt, I will see you next year.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much to everybody who's been listening all year long. It's been a fun year with the show and getting back to be around you guys. Have a safe...
Welcome back.
Safe, thank you. Safe and happy new year. Please don't shoot anybody. I know that's a lot to ask for in the city of Chicago, but don't just be busting off guns New Year's Eve just because. I know you don't need a reason to usually do it, but
it's a good PSA.
Please be safe out there, and we'll talk to you as a group next year.
All of a sudden, we're WGCI. Put the guns down.
No. We should be V103, actually.
Right.
That'd be better for us right now. See what they did? They played oldies and Christmas music and did that. Man, we need to play some Christmas music.
We do.
We need
our
to play
show.
Eat a ham. All right, enjoy the day. Rosner and Bernstein coming up right here on 670 The Score.
So long, everybody.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. If you're familiar with Howard Eskin's work in Philly, there's one word that everybody could probably agree upon to describe his work over the years: polarizing. And when it comes to the Eagles, the longtime voice is as piped in as anyone, which is why the report over the weekend pertaining to All-Pro left tackle Jason Peters should have Chip Kelly very, very worried if true. According to sources, Peters pulled himself out of Saturday's game saying, quote, "I'm not going to get hurt for this," end quote. The dangerous part for Kelly is that we're now left to deduce exactly what the word "this" means. Any way you cut it, Peters looks bad if true, and Chip Kelly looks worse. I guess I could play the "where is Chip Kelly going to be next season" game yet again, but I gotta be honest, like most Eagles fans, I no longer care. And while it's okay for me to take a pass, if his future Hall of Fame left tackle did the same, let's face it, it's officially curtains for Chip, at least for the Eagles. I'm BT.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now, 855-780-6970.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
A holiday message from New Mail Medical. There are lots of really special things you can do for a loved one this holiday season. You can travel. You can give a gift. A ton of really special things. But what if? What if you struggle with issues related to premature aging? Erectile dysfunction, muscle loss, unexplained weight gains, lack of energy. What if that's you? What if that's the man you love? New Mail Medical creates customized, personal treatments to treat issues that all men face as they age. Issues that affect relationships. Issues that can't be corrected with a little blue pill or suffered through is just one of those things. New Mail can repair and reverse a lot of these issues. Wouldn't the best thing for you, for your relationship, for your life, be to give the gift of a healthier you? Then, when you travel or do those really special things, it's with a new you.
New Mail Medical, the experts in men's sexual health. Call them today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or find them online at numale.com.
3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Drink in 2016 at Drink Nightclub in Schaumburg this New Year's Eve. With ticket prices as low as $25. 4 different DJs, 3 levels of partying, 2 rooms of dancing, and 1 epic party. Experience giant balloon drops, confetti blasts, deluxe food and drink packages, and more. Go to drinknightclub.com to buy tickets and reserve tables. Get them quick and drink in 2016 at Drink Nightclub.
The Apartment Lounge and Lionhead Pub are throwing one amazing New Year's Eve party this year. Join Chicago favorite DJ Hitman, playing 2015's greatest hits while enjoying a deluxe appetizer buffet, premium 4-hour open bar, explosive video countdown, party favors, and more, all for $79. Go to apartmentlounge.com or lionheadpub.com to buy your tickets today with no added service fees. This party will sell out, so don't wait. Come to the One True House Party this New Year's Eve at The Apartment and get tickets at apartmentlounge.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're late.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39. No such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS. CBS Tuesdays.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours or so. We'll do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Probably. I'm Dan Bernstein. It's the Boars and Bernstein Show. Barry Rosner is in for the vacationing Terry Boars. Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Hi. It's Bears Monday. That means Matt Bowen at 2. Some surprises along the way as well. And a lot of phone calls and a lot of stuff to talk about. We also have a giveaway. At some point today, a lucky listener is going to win a Rocket Bar prize pack, including a $50 gift card and two $10 gift cards to a participating Rocket Ranch Productions restaurant. And you got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boars and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. You listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and faxing at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boars underscore Bernstein. He is at Barry Rosner with a Z. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. You have boarsandbernstein.com. You have the radio.com app for your mobile device. And we have producers. They are Matt Abaticola.
I don't know that they were a step ahead. I mean, obviously they were a step ahead. I mean, we weren't getting things done the way we needed to.
Jim, then you know that they were a step ahead. Only Jim Tomzula can whipsaw you that quickly. I don't know they were a step ahead. Well, obviously they were a step ahead. I mean, that dude's brain is something else, man. Rick Camp.
Well, we put them into some situations, too, where they, you know, they're bringing it. You know what I mean? When these guys get their butts up in the air and bringing it.
What is he talking about?
It's probably third and longs is my suggestion. As long as we're spitballing ideas here. I know what he means. He's getting leverage with it where they get in there up way up in their stance and try to push off extra hard. I think I know what he's talking about, but you always gotta have a special guide to understanding Jim Tomsula. And as you mentioned, Zach Zabin's gonna join us too. So at some point he'll have the latest on things from Palace Hall.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio.
Hi!
Hello!
How are you doing?
Hey, very, very good. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Merry New Year!
Is it?
Soon, I guess.
Oh. Okay. Oh, hi, Barry.
Hi, Chris.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you again, Chris. How's everything with you?
I'm glad you are here.
It's a pleasure to be with you again today.
I hope to see you again later in the hallway.
How is everything with you, my
Whatever.
Friend?
Fine. Good. It's fine. Stop asking.
All right,
quit.
Good. Fine.
Bye.
See
ya. Jeremy Langford, 83 yards rushing in the Bears win in Tampa yesterday. What? Kadeem Carey with a touchdown in that game. So will those guys be part of the Bears' future, John Fox?
Well, I think they definitely will be. You know, I think that's what we're playing for now, to finish this season strong and, you know, finally identify and sign up the guys that we think will be our core moving forward.
Fox on WBBM today, Bears season finale. Sunday at home against Detroit. Eddie Goldman's ankle injury will likely not need surgery, according to Fox. We'll have NFL on the Score tonight. Bengals and Broncos, the broadcast at 6:45. Bulls are at home tonight against the Toronto Raptors following a lost Christmas Day in Dallas. NBA has concluded its investigation, and Grizzlies forward Matt Barnes to be suspended 2 games for confronting Knicks coach Derek Fisher at the house of Barnes' ex-wife that happened earlier in the year. College football, couple of bowl games this afternoon. The Military Bowl, it'll be Navy and Pitt later on, and Central Michigan takes on Minnesota in the Quick Lane Bowl. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
Bears Monday, phone lines open. and you have an opportunity to speak your piece on the thrilling Bears win at 312-644-6767. I liked it. I enjoyed it. To me, Jay Cutler was like a culinary master competing on Chopped, where he opens his basket and there's nothing in it, and he has to transform the ingredients into some sort of gourmet meal for the judges. It was really it was a masterful performance. He's throwing to Mark Mariani and Josh Bellamy.
Ugh.
He's got, I mean, that's your Adam LaRoche noise.
It's a similar noise made for Josh Bellamy. Okay. It's the same noise.
Okay.
What's the scouting report? Yuck.
Ugh. I mean, really, for...
Look, Adam Gase and I mean, he's been terrific, okay? And he has given Jay Cutler a new lease on life. Full props. But there have been times this year I didn't understand why they didn't do what they did yesterday, which is run the football. And I know the offensive line has had a bad year, specifically the last 5 weeks before this one was...
So has every offensive line.
Yep. But there's a lot of really terrible offensive lines in the game. But if you let them run the football, give them an opportunity to establish the line of scrimmage, let them go downhill. It's what they want to do. And when they're bad at pass blocking, I don't understand why you wouldn't run it more. They let them do it yesterday. That gave Cutler an opportunity to survive. How many times did he get hit yesterday? No, he's only sacked once. How many times did he get hit?
83.
No.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he only got hit a couple times yesterday. Aaron Rodgers must have been hit 16, 17 times yesterday in three quarters.
And so much of the Bears' passing offense is reliant on Cutler's feet. Really, every big... And with this particular receiving core, they just can't use a matchup. When guys come free, when Cutler buys time slipping, sliding, climbing the pocket, understanding where the line of scrimmage is, that's all their big plays. Look at how many plays this entire season, even with a healthy Alshon Jeffrey, even with some of these other guys, that it's so reliant, it's so contingent on him keeping something alive enough that somebody can break away in a secondary route.
They're double-teaming Zach Miller now. Think about that.
Right.
Just think about that
for
a second.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's his favorite target. That's really the only guy who can catch a pass. And defenses are double-teaming him. I mean, that is how dreadful this thing is. So, full credit to the offensive line. I mean, they like to run the football, and they ran it well yesterday.
They lost their starting center. They're moving guys around.
You know, Slosson's a better center than he is a guard. And he's a better center than Grassou is a center at this point. Their last 5 weeks, they were really bad. That offensive line was bad. And the offense, in turn, was bad, and that's because of that switch. I mean, look, you talk to guys in the locker room afterward, they don't pretend anything other than that they love Matt Slosson
really
playing
do.
Center.
They just love Matt Slosson.
And they do love Matt Slosson, and he's not a very good guard anymore. But he is a good center, at least in this offense, he understands it well.
In Plainfield, it's Doug. He's on the score. Hi, Doug.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the concussion movie. Dan, I know that you said you were going to go see it with your son. I was wondering how you liked it.
I haven't seen it, and I changed my mind because I'm hearing it's awful.
Oh, see, I really, really liked it. I know it was nothing new, but without spoiling it for anybody, the thing that I really liked about the movie was that they kept asking the doctor, have you ever played football? Have you ever... You know, do you know anything about this game? And it was like he was just saying, it's not anything that I need to know about football. It's just simply that if people are going to crack their heads constantly, this is what's going to happen. And what he did was, in the movie, like I said, this is not spoiling anything, but he pointed out, what I've learned is the center. It's the center that this is happening to the most.
Because he has the most subconcussive hits every play, yeah.
Right, and he made it clear that it's not really a concussion every time. He says they're just banging their head every time.
Right.
And it's so cumulative. And I just think that's something that a lot of people don't think of. I think a lot of people think you have to be, you know, in a headache or throwing up, or I think a lot
no,
of
no, it's it, it, we've talked at length that the specific Purdue study at the high school level found those who suffered concussions had less cognitive impairment at the end of the season because they were removed from games and practices, and they weren't able to compile the same number of hits. The science says it's the opposite effect. Actually, concussions aren't good. But nothing's worse than the uninterrupted accumulation of subconcussive hits. But I'm just, everybody says the movie's bad.
Well, there's nothing in there that wasn't in the League of Denial. So if you saw that, right. Then you saw all that. They did add a bunch of stuff to be stylistic, and they took a lot of liberties, you know, Hollywood style liberties that simply aren't true. And they made, in particular, made Dave Duerson look pretty bad. I haven't seen it, but I've heard nothing but bad things about it up to this
point. And my kid didn't want to see it.
He did or did not?
Didn't. I asked him. I said, you want to go see Concussion? He said, no. Really?
Not exactly Christmas theater.
We've been on a great run of movies, too, as a family. The Martian, Star Wars, and Creed are the last three we've seen in the theater.
How was The Martian?
Terrific.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Matt Damon, so yeah. You know it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting and watchable, but it's really fun.
I got a list of about 10. There's about 10 movies I want to see right now. The only thing we've seen is the last episode of The Hunger Games, which was actually pretty good.
Well, I'm not interested in that.
You didn't read any of those books?
No.
First book was really good.
Okay. Maybe sometime we'll get around to it, but that's not high on my list.
Surprised your daughter's not interested in those.
Not for a second. Just never. Some of her friends are, but it just that doesn't captivate her at all.
First two movies were real good. The third one was awful. The last one wrapped it up pretty nicely.
Well, because I'm also, with being a SAG member, I'm going to get all the screeners for most of what's involved in Oscar nominations for individual performances. So they're going to send those to me. So
how about a little something for the effort then? Do you share?
Sure.
Okay, well, what do you got right now?
Well, most of the ones we've let out to friends, we haven't gotten back yet from many years ago. So usually, if I
don't have that many friends.
If I lend something out, it tends to disappear. And I say, oh, yeah, I've got that copy of Crash or whatever it is.
Crash.
I mean, we've got a whole drawer filled with all the Oscar-nominated movies. So like Spotlight and some of these others. Are you in Carol, the one about with Kate Blanchett? He's getting absolute raves of every 4 stars from everybody on that. I'm not sure. I don't know. 7 slices of pie for that. But we've got one more week of Bears football. That's what I know. And I guess my overall feeling from that game was it's better than the alternative. Why not? Why not try to win a game?
There's nothing. I don't think there's really anything bad about it as far as draft pick and your position in the draft at this point. Well, I mean, look, there's so many bad picks that if you get the right guy, you'll probably be able to get him where you want to get him. 3 or 4 spots isn't going to make that much of a difference. But as far as the long-lasting impact of winning this particular game, I find it rather humorous that it's played up to the point where it has now created a winning culture for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, Keenan in Darien sends an email and he says, I saw Concussion and for whatever reason shortly thereafter found myself at home listening to the podcast during which you discussed Jack Hamilton's review of the film in Slate. It made me wish I had done those two things in reverse, in which case I wouldn't have bothered with the film. As someone who's watched the NFL regularly for at least the last 15 years, I found this to be the definition of pandering. It was like the filmmakers wanted to just roll the camera and let Will Smith practice his Nigerian accent for 2 hours, interwoven with some classic NFL footage. So little, in fact, is the science and pathology of CTE dived into, I couldn't help but wonder the NFL had hired the writer-director themselves. Those with a little knowledge of the topic are far better served with League of Denial, done by PBS. Let this serve as a notice. Don't bother with Concussion, unless they're fans of the sitcom Mike and Molly that stars Mike O'Malley, because for whatever reason, they decided to throw a lab coat on him and give him a few scenes that have nothing to do with the plot.
Which one is he?
And Albert Brooks is in it doing... No.
Yeah, fan. I'm a big Will Smith fan, but I've no interest in seeing this.
Tell the truth! Tell the truth. All right, fine. We'll tell the truth. Boris and Bernstein, we have Matt Bowen at 2 o'clock, and we are having our typical Bears Monday fun on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Be merry and stress-free this holiday season when you order the finest feast, an exclusive package from Omaha Steaks. Filled with 28 100% guaranteed gourmet grades, the finest feast is now only $49.95 plus shipping and handling and delivered right to your door. Friends and family will love receiving tasty bacon-wrapped top sirloins, classic Omaha Steaks burgers, savory Polynesian pork chops, juicy boneless chicken breasts, and more for just $49.95. Order Omaha Steaks' finest feast at 1-800-833-4745. 1-800-833-4745.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
The Gottlieb Show rolls on.
The Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply pays attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary, Thursdays, only CBS.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Trying to get it to his tight end, Austin Seferian Jenkins, the second-year man out of Washington, Harold Jones Quarte. A lot of players with two last names, so it takes time for me to get them all out.
Well, Jones Quarte, we'll call him JQ. JQ, that's a really nice break on that ball.
It really isn't that hard.
Seferian Jenkins and Jones Quarte. You know what that reminds me? Was it the old Gilbert Gottfried bit? Where he's talking about all of the actors with three names. Forgot the whole thing. It's like, and then there's Jennifer Jason Leigh. And then I realize I'm in the land of the three name actors. And he does the whole thing about the one pretentious initial. And it was like, that's, and Sam Rosen kind of sounds like that. Gilbert Godfrey calling a Rangers game.
Yeah, he could probably do it. I guess his podcast is supposed to be really funny. The Gilbert Gottfried thing where he interviews other comedians, talks about stuff. I've never heard him actually being normal, so I wonder if he's in full-blown character or if he's just talking. Because I don't think I could take an entire podcast of him screaming at me.
That's pretty much it.
But yeah, it was supposed
pretty
to be
much his thing.
Yeah, because he was, you know, center of controversy because he had to apologize for every joke that he made. And that's why on Twitter now, anytime he makes even the most innocuous joke, he has this series of apologies that he goes to in case people are offended. The Boris and Bernstein Show with Barry Rosner in today. And I had several people point out to me that, Bernstein, what about Mad Max? Oh, yeah, of course. Don't listen to Terry on Mad Max because he's just wrong because it's great. And that's why I would have that in our
better than the original?
I was a kid when the original came out, so it's hard to put myself...
Was that like early 80s?
Yeah, 81, right? Something, but it's damn good. It's you got to see it.
So I need a list. I need a list of what I absolutely...
See Mad Max, see Star Wars, see Creed.
I need a list of what I must see before it leaves a theater. I mean, obviously Star Wars. That you've got to see in a theater. But I need more specifics.
Hey, Barry, you need to see Star Wars before it leaves the theaters.
Thank you, Matt.
Did you see it, Maddie, over the weekend?
I went yesterday and saw it.
Yeah?
By myself. It was great.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't, it's probably not a great movie, you know, but...
But for us?
It was so nostalgic. And I just sat there in the theater alone, and I went to the old school theater in Libertyville, so I felt like I was a kid again. I mean, there's no cup holders. I mean, it's a small screen. So I was like...
Gum on your pants when you left?
When I walked in from the car. And it felt like a kid just being there and seeing Harrison Ford and Chewbacca. And it was kind of cheesy and some of the acting was, you know, kind of, you know, below par.
Nothing,
but it didn't matter because it was just...
Nothing
it was
sucked.
Great just being there. No, nothing sucked.
It's so important. Nothing right. sucked. There was no stupid-ass plot point like midichlorians or
right.
Jar Jar Binks. And there wasn't that one wooden... acting performance, because when Lucas isn't there, they could actually try to check the boxes a little bit.
Yeah, and it was
somebody could say, you know, maybe you want to do this, maybe you want to do that, and Abrams is going to listen. Where Lucas, nobody would say, hey, George, you know, Jar Jar Binks is a mistake.
And I deliberately stayed away from everything, like reading about it, because I did not want to know anything going into it. And I was, you know, was curious how the storyline would pick back up, what they would do, and I thought it was great. I just thought it was seamless. Very believable. I really enjoyed every aspect of it.
I did too. It was Abrams making the movie for his 11-year-old self.
Yeah, and even when it started, and you have the same, you know, the same graphics and the words going up the screen, like I felt a little choked up because I'm like, God, you know, because wow. I have so many memories
uh-huh.
about watching those movies as a kid. In particular, Return of the Jedi. When Return of the Jedi came out, it was on one screen. I mean, there wasn't like multiple screens at one theater.
Lines around the block.
And my dad, who, I mean, you know, he would never go see a Star Wars movie to save his life, took his son, and we had to sit through two showings in the lobby of the theater to get to see Return of the Jedi.
Wow. My mom got in line at like 2 o'clock at the Edens Theater, I think, for a 7 o'clock show.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, no, it was... You had just, it was like concert tickets or something, and it snaked all the way around through the parking lot, and it was, that's what you had to do.
Right.
That's where it was playing.
Yeah, so we sat there in the lobby on the floor of the movie theater, just, you know, in the lobby, just waiting through two showings to be able to see the movie.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, I loved it. I mean, as I said, it was fantastic. I mean, obviously, I knew... The you know the graphics were going to be insane and it was just going to be
but not overdone.
There
was a lot of actual soundstage stuff and it was the visuals were beautiful.
Yeah,
and even the action sequences aren't these over CGI'd smash cut blur. They show you what's going on. You know, they don't mess with your head.
There's the one scene with the one thing, and I was kind of like, oh no,
right?
Really? Ah, yeah, that was
yeah, that kind of sucked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The thing with the thing and the,
yeah, thing and the thing. But
thank you for just not doing that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
All right, I get it.
You've got to see Star Wars.
Somebody
buddy.
Died, and it's going to make me mad.
I would say
no, it won't make you
Star
mad.
Wars. Yeah, I would definitely see Star Wars before it leaves the theater. I'm actually going to go again.
Is that the list? That's the entire list.
I'm going to
so
go
far?
Again.
Is just that?
And see it at like
see, a no Creed has to be near the top.
Oh yeah, Creed's my next one. I'm going to see when it comes out on cable.
Hey, maybe you and I will go, Matt.
Where to start? I'll go to Star Wars with you.
Would you?
Yeah.
Will you buy me popcorn?
Because I want to see it. I love to see it again.
I love the really bad popcorn. The popcorn's really bad for you with all that butter on it.
It isn't really butter.
I don't care. It's good.
What I did yesterday.
It's really good.
Butter flavored.
It's really, really
oil.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I feel really sick right after eating it.
It's the first time I went to a movie by myself since the last.
Since you used to go to the Bijou downtown?
The Quantum of Solace? Solace?
Oof. That's one of the great.
However long that came out. That was the last time I went to a theater.
Pleasures in life.
Alone. Is to go alone?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a noon show by yourself. I'm telling you, one of my greatest days ever in the theater was seeing Grindhouse. The Tarantino.
Oh, yeah. You went by yourself.
It's 6 hours.
Well, that was great. I mean, that was great about living when I lived down here and I was 10 minutes from the station. I could walk, it was less than a 10-minute walk. I could go to the AMC and see an early show and then make the show on time and never have an issue about it.
But your life is so much better now.
Oh, it's 1,000,000% better.
How's the train today?
Train was great. I didn't have to drive
in
that crap.
Oh, you know who I had today? I had grumpy conductor today.
Well, most of them are.
Oh, man.
Did you have anyone with their shoes off, though? Those are my favorite.
Was it
people.
Ricardo Muti?
Did you have any people with their shoes off? Because that's my favorite. I love that the most.
No, but there was a bunch of teenagers going downtown just looking to have a good time. He was just all over them all day. They were too loud. They were too this. They had their feet on this.
So what was he doing? Like whacking with a nightstick or something?
He wanted to.
Okay. He threw one off the train as it was moving.
I didn't know conductors were so empowered.
I've seen this guy.
Wouldn't you prefer an aggressive conductor to trying to keep people in line?
What time train were you on?
I went on the one before yours. I took one earlier just to be safe.
So you took the 10:10?
Yeah, 10:30-ish roughly.
You're on a different line though than mine.
No, I took your line today.
Okay, well,
same line, but I took an hour. I went an hour earlier.
Okay, well, an hour earlier than 11:10 is 10:10.
11:10 at your house, Matt. It would be 11:30 by my house. I'm south of you.
You didn't tell me that. Which stop did you get on at?
Lake Cook Road.
Oh, I know. The guy with the beard?
Yes.
The yellowing beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean the guy with the yellowing beard?
You're talking about the conductor.
The conductor.
Oh. Really crap.
He's the 10:10 conductor, and his name is Lonnie. And he has a giant white beard. And he's like one of those old poodles that start to yellow.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's what him. He is. That's him.
He loves his job.
He was in a real special mood today. Definitely in the holiday spirit. Some kids riding downtown to go have a good time. He's smacking them around the whole time.
I had the guy this morning that was brown bagging it on the way to work.
Huh?
Oh, I do that now.
Well, I don't blame you.
Drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Beer or two on the way in. It's 11:10.
He had a 40 enough. On the way to work.
Yeah, I don't do 40. I do
I was
a regular
jealous.
12-ounce bottle. Yeah. I have to now to come in.
So you can't do this job without 40 ounces of King Cobra coursing through your veins.
Oh, come on. I'm a Mickey's guy. Let's get that straight.
All right. I don't know. I was King Cobra was a buck for a 16-ounce can in college.
Still is.
So. Really?
Oh, yeah.
And that's
I've heard.
I believe it's an Anheuser-Busch product, too, so it fits with our show. We're Boers and Bernstein. Matt Bowen is next on The Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score. Spiegel.
I was rooting for a loss. If they lost these last two games, they could have had a top 8 pick.
Golf.
We know exactly why this is happening this year, so it doesn't feel like other Bad Bears years.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
3, 2, 1. Happy
New Year!
Drink in 2016 at Drink Nightclub in Schaumburg this New Year's Eve. With ticket prices as low as $25. 4 different DJs, 3 levels of partying, 2 rooms of dancing, and 1 epic party. Experience giant balloon drops, confetti blasts, deluxe food and drink packages, and more. Go to drinknightclub.com to buy tickets and reserve tables. Get them quick and drink in 2016 at Drink Nightclub.
The Apartment Lounge and Lionhead Pub are throwing one amazing New Year's Eve party this year. Join Chicago favorite DJ Hitman, playing 2015's greatest hits while enjoying a deluxe appetizer buffet, premium 4-hour open bar, explosive video countdown, party favors, and more, all for $79. Go to apartmentlounge.com or lionheadpub.com to buy your tickets today with no added service fees. This party will sell out, so don't wait. Come to the One True House Party this New Year's Eve at The Apartment and get tickets at apartmentlounge.com.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance